No, we're still here, y'all.
Hello and welcome to In the Know with Okiniwa. I'm your host, Okiniwa, and I hope you all are having a lovely evening. So for you artists out there that are wanting to get your music heard, I need you to listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ile.music@infinitelent.com. Again, that email address is ile.music@infinitelent.com.
And out there, listeners, I want to let you know I have someone on with me tonight. I have Elle from Infinite L Radio, the producer. Elle, are you here?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
I'm doing good. And you?
I'm fine. Just waiting to hear what's going on with tonight's show.
Well, tonight we have a featured artist. His name is Tarius. He's an R&B singer. This artist has been in the business for quite some time, so it was nice to have him on for my interview that we're doing. Tonight's interview is a pre-recorded interview. He's not able to be here with us today, but today is his birthday, so that's why we pre-recorded it. So before I get started, there is a song that I'm going to play for you, and this is The One by Tarius.
Please remember that this is just a melody.
Emotions got me feeling kind of hazy. Am I too old to be just rushing in? All these insecurities on my brain. No matter where I go, I'm never win. Cause she gives me everything that
she got that sex appeal alive.
cause I want love with no one above. Make me feel right, I know that she could. I need to take some time to choose the right road for me. Cause I want love with no one above. Make me feel right, I know that she
have Tarius here with us tonight. Tarius, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
I'm good. I'm good.
Awesome.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be on the show. I'm excited.
And I thank you for being here with us. I do have a couple questions I would like to ask you.
Okay.
All right. You've been in this industry so long. What
mm-hmm.
would you tell the artists that are coming out right now?
I would say the biggest thing about, up-and-coming artists right now is to learn the music business, because a lot of us get into this industry thinking that it's just okay just to know either sing or be able to write a song or be able to perform, and all that stuff is great, but it's also good to know your business. And because nowadays people are getting smarter than we used to be in the past, as far as like, you know, we used to be signed these messed up deals and, you know, not make any profit and all that kind of stuff. Careers, you know, go awry and stuff like that. So the way to prevent all that different types of things happening to you is to know your business, know exactly, you know, percentages, and know how to copyright, protect yourself, and just know your craft. Know your craft, study your craft, and like I said, understand that it's the music business. It's not just music, it's the business side of it too. Know all aspects of your career so you can protect yourself and be knowledgeable, and it can be long-lasting as well.
Okay. How do you get inspired when writing your music?
How do I get inspired? That's a good question. I would say, for a lot of times when I write music, I kind of just let the beat talk. And, whether it might be like a hip-hop track, or it might be, you know, something slow, or maybe something mid-tempo, I just put the track on and I just let it speak to me. So if it gives me, you know, a feeling, I usually go with that feeling. And when I'm writing, I try my best to try to come up with new concepts. I mean, everything has been said under the sun, but I just try to put my own spin on it and just try to keep it fresh and original. And not too cliche, you know, because a lot of things have been said over and over and over again, but I try to say things in a different way, try to give you a different perspective, and also try to just come up with different subject matter. You know, it might be about, it might be talking about or something like that, but maybe it's from, you know, the woman's side of, her perspective or whatever, or maybe, you know, maybe she's the one that messed up. Maybe I'm not the one that messed up. Maybe she did. Or maybe just talk about, you know, a family that's splitting apart and, you know, what happens to the kids, you know, how are they going to, you know, keep the family strong even though it's being, you know, torn apart and stuff like that. So anyway, you know, just try to hit things from a different, you know, perspective. And I think that keeps it fresh and original.
Now, my next question for you is, when did you realize that music was your calling?
I realized it young. I remember sitting around and, you know, watching, Michael Jackson, I'm just going to say his name. Michael Jackson has been, you know, inspiration to many, many of us as far as singers and songwriters and dancers and things of that nature. But I'm no different. He was a big inspiration for me as a young kid, just watching him do what he does. He was magic, you know. So I think he was the start for me. And just, listening to his songs and the things that he did and stuff like that. And as I got older, I started wanting to be part of one of those groups. Like coming up, there was like High Five, there was New Edition, there was Jodeci, H-Town. So I kind of wanted to have that kind of, you know, swagger, you know, had that type of vibe going on. I wanted to be on stage with the fellas, you know, maybe doing our little dance moves and hear the girls screaming, you know. So that's kind of like where I wanted to be, you know, coming up as a teen and in high school and stuff like that. So, but that's where it all started, though. It kind of started with inspiration of watching Mike.
I mean, Michael was that inspiration for everybody.
Yeah. He was that dude. Absolutely.
Okay. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play one of your songs.
Okay.
Right now, and that song is Believe Me.
Told you that you're the most beautiful woman in the world. Would you believe me? Would you believe me? Yeah. If I told you that I would never hurt you, never betray you, would you believe me? Would you believe me? What if we tried to believe that all the crazy didn't ever change ya, and you felt special. Can I make you feel special, yeah? What if I tried to make you see that all the nasty battle scars on your heart, wipe them away, wipe them away.
Was a nice song. I thank you for allowing me to play it on the show, Tarius.
I forget
now, my next question.
Thank you for playing it. Mm-hmm.
My next question is, what inspired that song?
sense by that song. Basically, it was about, you know, relationships, love, and about trying to make sure that as a guy that's trying to, you know, date a woman in a relationship and, you know, she's been through some things, you know, she's been through a troubled past, you know, she's been through some jacked up relationships, things didn't work out. And now she's with me, and I'm trying to let her know and reassure her that, you know, you don't have to worry about those things. I'm not going to be perfect, but, you know, I want this experience to be with me to be way better than the past. I want to try to treat you better. I want to try to do things for you. I want to try to let you know that you're special. And, you know, if you take a chance on me, you know, would you believe me that I'm going to be this person for you? So it's basically, you know, asking her, you know, I want your time. I want your attention. But will you believe that I will be different than all the others that you've had in your past? So that's kind of like where the concept of the song came from.
And one thing that I've always wondered, because I've looked at your music compilations and I've heard mm-hmm. a couple of your songs. How long have you been in
right.
this industry?
Oh man, years. I've been in music industry for years. I've been doing it a long time. Yeah, just this grind. I don't have an exact number for you, but I've been doing it a long time. I would say seriously, oh man, that's a good question. That's a good question. I've been doing it a long time, but I would say seriously, maybe around the early 2000s, maybe mid 2000s, something like that. Because it was different stages of my career that you know that took place. You know, there was times when I was young and I used to make my own music and I used to make beats and stuff like that. And then me and my cousin, we started off, you know, performing together at talent shows and stuff like that. And then, you know, there was times where I went out and did karaoke by myself, and there was different music groups that I've been in. So I've been through the whole gambit of the whole music and been by myself and solo, been karaoke, been done shows all over the country and stuff like that. But yeah, so like I said, there's different stages. But I would say, like, really seriously, around the 2000s, yeah.
You done did everything.
Yeah, I've done a lot. Yeah, we've been blessed. We've been on. That's why I say like probably like around the 2000s, because that was the moment in my career where I had the most memorable experiences. We got a chance to be on NBC. We got a chance to be on BET. We did some national telethons. We won awards out in New York Music Underground Awards. We won many awards out in New Jersey. Just, you know, we've just been blessed. We got to work with award-winning producers. So, like I said, we've been blessed, and we've been able to do a lot of different things, and it's been a journey. It's been a journey, and I'm looking to take it even further.
My one thing that I've wanted to know, as far as you being an artist, when
mm-hmm.
you're relaxing at home, what is it that you mm-hmm. listen to?
Relaxing at home, what do I listen to? You know what? It might sound kind of funny, but I listen to a variety of different things. I listen to, like, what's the genre of music? I listen to some rock, but also listen to I cannot think of the genre right now, but it's alternative. That's what I was looking at. Okay, so I listen to a little bit of rock, a little bit of alternative, and I don't really listen to a lot of this stuff nowadays because I'm just not a fan of a lot of, you know, the direction that a lot of the R&B is going into. Yeah, I would say that, you know, sometimes I listen to my stuff. It depends on my mood. I listen to, you know, some Silk Sonic. I listen to Chris Brown, Usher, you know, Monica, Brandy. So I guess I kind of reach back a little bit. I don't really listen to a lot of the new stuff. I do listen to some stuff. Like I might listen to a little bit of Post Malone too. I might listen to, you know, some Justin Bieber, some stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, I listen to a variety of different things. I listen to, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Judas and Alliance. So I listen to a lot of different things. So it's nice little mix. Gumbo of different things that it's not really one genre, but I listen to like the plethora of things. So yeah, it just depends on my mood.
I feel you on that one because I'm the same way.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
To music, I listen to a little bit of everything, and it tends to shock people when they hear what I listen to. They see me as one person, and they think of me of only listening to one type of music.
Right. Yeah, they might think that you just listen to just R&B all the time or gospel or whatever like that, but yeah, I really listen to, you know, whatever my mood, you know, is telling me, because like I said, sometimes I'll even play a bunch of my songs just to see, you know, because I like to keep, you know, my ears to the street and try to, you know, come out with new material every now and then. Depending on my mood, you'll catch me listening to something different, so it's kind of funny that way.
Now, my next question for you is, the industry today
mm-hmm.
compared to, like, the early 2000s, what of a big difference do you see?
I think quality. if there was a one word I had to put it, if I had to put it in one word, I would say quality, because I think the talent is there. I mean, there's plenty of talented people out there right now, but I think the message that's kind of out there right now is, you know, it's just a lot of it's negative to me. And I feel like there needs to be more positive out there. Now, we say this on my show too, and this is a reason, like when it comes to like Rhythm and Views, the show that I host with my partner, Dia Moore, we try to level the playing field as far as music nowadays, because like, as you said, you know, how I feel about music nowadays as compared to the past, I feel it's quality, you know, because a lot of people are talking about, you know, the drugs, you know, stripper poles, you know, all kinds of like negativity. And, you know, the young people I read, really, they're listening to this and they're feeding off their energy, you know, because I think life is all about energy. And it's like, if you're putting out that negative energy and people are feeding it, then like, why, you know, that's your responsibility. Like, you got to be responsible for what you're putting out there. So I think that it should be like a balance, you know. So if you're going to have those songs where, you know, you're partying up and you're drinking or whatever like that, okay, that's fine if you're into that. But let's have a balance too. Let's have songs, say like Boyz II Men or maybe some Bruno Mars or whatever like that. You know, just stuff that's quality. You know, just make sure we put some quality music out there too. It's got to be a balance. So, you know, if you got some negative stuff out there, that's fine if that's what you're into. But make sure you have that positive music out there too, that feel good music. That's what I like to kind of call the style of music that I do. I believe it's like feel good music because, you know, I remember the old Michael Jackson era, like the 80s Michael, like when he put all that good music, you know. Made you feel good, even to this day. That's what I would say is the difference, I think. It's just like the quality and the type of music and the topics that are out there today. So much negative topics that's going on and very sexualized. I feel like right now the music is over-sexualized. And, you know, there's a time and a place for everything. I just feel like it just needs to be more balanced. So I would say, you know, it's just the quality and the topics of music out there today. That's the biggest difference.
I do agree with you on that. The quality
of
music.
That's a lot of crazy stuff.
From back in the day to now, there is a big difference.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I think people are hungry for it too. I think people are hungry to hear like that good quality music coming back. You know, that's why when you hear stuff from like Silk Sonic, that's why people are so, you know, happy about that. They gravitate towards it. It becomes so popular because I think there's a hunger for it. I think there's a hunger for good quality music, and we need more of that nowadays.
We do. I do miss the old school music. I so do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it had a meeting behind it.
Exactly. You know, songs that you can play 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, you know.
Elle, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
What do you think about that last question I gave you?
About the music itself?
Yes.
Well, for me, it's feel good music. And I remember I used to always say that was my catchphrase back in, when was it? I guess it was the mid-2000s, so that was my catchphrase on my other show, which I don't talk about anymore, and I don't want to talk about it, but yeah, because I don't want it to overlap into this one, so I try to stay away from it. But yeah, it's the quality, like you said, the quality of music. I like old school music, so anything from the 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, yeah, I like it. And then some of them, what I'm noticing now is that a lot of the independent artists that are R&B singers, they're the ones that do that feel-good music. And that's probably why they're not out there mainstream, because nobody's vibing to it, because they all into, like you said, that sexual contents music or drugs,
right,
about gangbanging, about I'm going to go shoot you, I'm going to kill you. That's what they're into.
Yeah.
Why, I don't know.
Right.
And see, when you think about it, what does that mean about the state? What is the state of mind of all these young people when that's all they focus in on? So, see, it's kind of scary. To me, it's kind of scary that's the way that we gravitate towards negativity like that.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. Yeah. But that's what they gravitate. That's what they gravitate towards, and that's what they like, and they like the half-naked people on the video and all that. And, you know, they don't leave nothing to imagination. That was the whole thing before, you know, imagination. They have no imagination because they leave nothing to imagination. So they don't have none. They don't have none. I don't even think they know how to imagine anything these days, okay?
Yeah.
So it's all out there for them.
I agree.
It's just out there. out
yes,
there.
It is.
So.
Preach. Preach.
So I want to ask some questions too, because I got it. No,
okay.
You know what? My biggest question, what I want to ask is, I'm sorry, but you have to answer this question for me because this is driving me crazy. Why did D. Morris change his name from D. Morris to D. Moore? but before you answer that, for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, Terrius is one of the hosts of the Rhythm and Views show. So the other host is named I'm confused. I'm not sure. D. Morris, he was D. Morris, but now he's D. Amore. And I want to know why. What happened? I missed something in there. I didn't get everything. So what happened?
You know what? And that's a very good question. I almost wish that he was here to answer it. But I was confused, too, in the beginning. I was like, what in the world is going on? But it's all about him trying to – yeah, I was confused. But he's all about trying to rebrand right now. So he's trying to rebrand himself. And so with the rebranding comes the, you know, the new name. And I guess he's changing his ideals on things where he wants to be – you know, he wants to put out that good love music. And I guess he wants the name to reflect the music that he wants to put out to the world. And,
okay.
You know, so D. Amore is, I guess, is in his mind felt he that better suited, you know, what he was trying to do, that you know, the whole image and the energy that he's trying to put out there now.
I got it. Okay, it makes sense because, like, who I was before and who I am now, I'm rebranding myself. But the thing is, no one can make the connection between the two because I'm not putting it out there for that. Like I said, because I don't want, I want this to be its own thing. And my brand is L now, so it's Infinite L. And I want it to stand on its own. I don't want it to stand on what I had before. I want it to be what it is now. So that's why I don't bring up.
Right.
I don't even, you know, associate myself with it. So most people, if they found out, they thought, oh, wow, really? But no, I don't want you to know.
Yeah.
So, yes, and the other thing is that I know that you do more than, I know you're an R&B artist because I've known you for years. As a matter of fact, under the other brand that we're talking about, that's when I met you, and you were with a group called 120. So that's how I actually met you. Yeah, so I know that you're into a lot of other things besides being an R&B singer or the host of Rhythm and Views. What are some of the other things that you do as well?
Well, I also have a company called Ram Vision Videos, and Ram Vision Videos is kind of like, it kind of encompasses a lot of different things. What we do is we shoot all different types of videos from commercials to music videos, and actually music videos is where it started really for me. And I started doing that. It started branching off into other things like, you know, interviews and presentations and video resumes. And I want to also try to get into, you know, real estate videos as well, where they demo, like, you know, if you ever see, like, if you go to a real estate website and there's a property that's on there, there'll be like a video of going from room to room to room. And you get to kind of see virtually without actually having to be there. You can just go to your computer and click the video. That's the kind of stuff that I want to produce. I've done one wedding. I want to try to get more into weddings too, but those can be tricky. I think that's pretty much it. Like I said, presentations, interviews. I've done some demos too. Like there was a guy that wanted to do he was auditioning for a YouTube channel. And he wanted, because there was a big YouTuber that I guess he was looking for co-host or something like that. So he actually wanted a demo reel shot. So we did that and he turned that in. Oh, also, obviously, I'm a YouTuber. I do the Rhythm and Views show on YouTube. And I've also, I've also produced or co-produced another show that was on, I can't remember the name right now of it. A good friend of mine, Jordan Wooden, he had a show on YouTube, but I think he stopped for the time being because, you know, being a YouTuber and trying to have regular life, that can be, it's a hassle, it's a monster all its own. So, but he stopped doing this show for now. Oh, I think it was Kings of Queens or something like that. I can't remember right now, but it was something like that. But anyway. And what else? And there's another guy too that he's trying to do his show. So I do YouTube shows too. So I produce YouTube shows. So yeah, I kind of run the gamut of all different types of videos. So yeah, that's what we do.
And if they wanted to get in contact with you regarding, you do photography too, correct?
Yeah, I do some photography, mostly video though.
Okay. Well, if they want to get in contact with you regarding, having a video done, you know, for a particular event, how would they contact you?
They can go straight to the website, which is ramvisionvideos.com. That's the best way to reach me. And you can also send me an email at Ronnie, R-O-N-N-I-E, at ramvisionvideos.com.
And how about your rhythm and views? We definitely want to be able to get to that show.
If you go straight to YouTube, if you just put in, or if you just want to go to your search engine and just put in youtube.com/rhythm and view show. Or if you just go to YouTube and just put in rhythm and view shows, I think, or rhythm and view show, I said shows, rhythm and view, I can't even talk right now, rhythm and view show. If you put that in on YouTube, we'll pop right up. I think we're like one of the first people to pop up.
Taylor, is there anything else that you want to add as far as your music career has gone? Is there anything that you want to put out there?
Well, as far as like musically, I would say that I'm working on some of the music right now. I haven't decided if I'm going to actually make like a full-fledged, you know, album or anything like that, but I got some songs in the works that I'm thinking about putting out there. And also, make sure you tune in to Rhythm and Views show because we're going to have a lot more clips of some performances because I'm actually getting geared up to get back to and heavy into performing again. So you guys will see those clips on the show. And also, you can check us out on other social media platforms too. Just look for Rhythm and Views show on Instagram, Facebook, and I think Twitter too. So just look for us there. Just look for Rhythm and Views show, and we should pop up. And
okay.
Yeah, so we so look forward to new music and new episodes of the show because we're on there. We do reactions and we do we play independent music as well, and we support other shows like you guys' show. We support this as well. So and L and everything that you're doing. So check us out because we're not just about reactions. We're not just about music. We're about supporting independent music artists and up and coming businesses as well.
Okay, cool. So yeah, we're almost at the end here. So what I want to do, definitely thank you for being on the show, Terrius. I want to you and Dia Moore to come on together. Well, actually, I want to have Dia Moore on first and then have both
okay.
you guys come on together. And I was saying that maybe you guys can come on the In the Know with Ohinwa show and do a rhythm review.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to arrange that. We're definitely down to collaborate.
Yeah, that would be something cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But you gotta be prepared though, because I get on there and I tell some jokes, but he's really crazy. So y'all have to.
Yeah,
make sure
I know.
You fast
please, I listen to the show. I know what he can do. Okay.
Yeah, fasten your seatbelt. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So, Ohinwa, is there anything else that you want to add before we end the interview?
No, I just wanted to thank Tarius for coming on the show. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Absolutely.
And
Al,
I want to thank you as well.
You're welcome. I'm still here, you know, after so we're good. And ending the interview, I'm going to go ahead and play another one of Terrence's songs. And the name of this song is You're Gone.
That it wasn't right. And all the wild nights knowing I was crushing you. Where did you go?
I can't. talk through the story.
There's always reason.
I'll never understand it. I need you to tell me why.
Everyone, that song we just heard was You're Gone by Tyrus. Lorraine, I mean, Elle, are you here?
Yes, I'm still here. And I just wanted to say, so for all of you that are just tuning in, that was actually the pre-recorded interview that we did with Tyrus. Unfortunately, he couldn't be with us this evening because today is his birthday. And I just want to say happy birthday, Tyrus, wherever you are. Hope you're having fun. So that's why we had to pre-record it.
Is there anything that you would like to talk about or say?
Yes. For those of you that know, you know that right now, Theory, the music producer, he has a contest that's going on. It's called the 2021 Smash the Beat Singers Contest. And right now, they're in phase three of the contest. So, but the phase three, what's going on now is that the contestants are actually going, listening to beats that were produced by Tyrus. I mean, I'm sorry, what are you talking about, Tyrus? Tyrus, that were produced by Theory. And they get to pick a particular beat, whatever beat they want to pick, because they have a few that they can choose from. And once they pick that beat, they're going to take it, they're going to write their lyrics, and they're going to record the song. So that's going to be their final project, and that's what they're going to be judged by. So that's what I'm excited about, that because I'm one of the judges. Theory's also a judge, and then so is Tyrus, the artist that you just heard this evening, the interview that you heard with the artist this evening. He's going to be a judge as well for the final phase. So I just wanted to say that. And also, I wanted to let everyone know that we do have a lounge for the Infinite L Radio Show. So the lounge can be found at my website. So it's InfiniteLENT.com. So if you go to that website and you look for the link that says IL Radio, and then once you click on that, then you'll click on the lounge. You write into it. And what that is a place where you just sit back and relax, and you can actually listen to the show. So, like, right now you can be listening to the show in the lounge rather than just looking at what you're looking at. You can actually see a nice little room there. So it looks like a lounge that you would be at. So we have put that out there for our listeners as well, and we're going to be adding things to it. So right now it's just a basic thing, but we're going to be starting to add other things to that lounge as well. So I don't want to go into that. It's going to be a surprise, but yeah, hopefully we want to make that into a big thing, but yeah, we're putting up gradual, slowly but surely, you know, adding new things.
All right. And was there anything else?
Yeah. Well, the only other thing I want to talk about is the scavenger hunt. Now we have a scavenger hunt that we have always been talking about, and I know Ohiwa has always been talking about it and talked about it that it's coming, and we decided that we're going to wait until after the holidays to start the scavenger hunt. So the scavenger hunt is going to be for our listeners. It's going to be something that Ohiwa is going to be actually hosting from her show. So she's going to give clues about different things, and you actually have to find the answers to them. And the way the contest is going to be ran is the person that has the most correct answers, they will be the winner, and they'll get to pick items from the Infinite L store. So if you don't know what the Infinite L store is, you can also check that out at InfiniteLStore.com. So, that's basically
all right,
sir. Say tonight.
All right. So with that, I'm going to play another song. And this song is The Biggest Loser by Tarius and feature Just Love.
Picture me in my bag, all of my feelings gone, pointing at you. Don't know what to do, stressed out, in my head, resolution, no clue. Every single day, every single night, got my brain racked out, going dumb. Got me going insane in the membrane, killing motivation, going numb. Shooting on my everything, all I know I need it was you. And I'm trying everything in the air, girl, I know it's no use. I love you, no doubt, we can make it, no doubt. Keep pushing, try, we'll win. If we ever go down, if we know if we're down. God knows I love you, I'll make sure you know. You know I love you, but it's like a chore. Don't wanna be the biggest loser, but I can't take it no more. No more, no more. But it's like a chore. Don't wanna be the biggest loser, but I can't take it no more. No more. No more. No more. Girl, I love you. Sometimes I hate you. But I know that you feel the same. So all the time we wasting. Are we really doing anything? Hanging on like this. But girl, we need a wing and a prayer, cause if this love dies, we gon' miss it. Shooting, you're my everything. Oh no, I need it was you. And I'm trying everything within a year, girl, I know it's no use. Oh, I love you, no doubt, we can make it, no doubt. Keep pressing, try, we'll win. If we ever go down, if you know it went down. God knows I love you, I'll make sure you know.
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
How did your affiliation with Rhythm and Views with Tarius come about?
My affiliation with Rhythm and Views is because of Tarius. Like you said, I found out about the show through him. And I got to get that name right. He changed his name. D'Amore, I've got to know him since the Rhythm and Views, because I didn't know him previously to that. But Tarius I've known for years when I used to have my other radio show. And the way that I met them is because I actually had them on my show a few times. And he was with the group called 120 at that time. So it was like a trio, it was three of them. They were actually on my show. So that's how I actually know Tarius, is via 120.
Okay. Nice. With that, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play another song of Tarius. And that's Good Night.
That kind of night. You feel it? Oh boy. Check this.
That kind of night, I know it's gonna be the kind of night my kids don't talk about. Yeah, I got my tie jacket looking fresh. Now we out to start some troubles going down. Good night. I know you're willing, so baby, work your body, get up on the floor. Go and break it down, you know what I want.
You should feel
yeah.
it tonight, 'cause you're a superstar. That's right. And many licks it's gonna take to get you home with me. That's right. It's gonna be a good night.
1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, work it out. What you waiting for?
Well, I want to thank you for being on with me today.
You're welcome. And I did want to say that song had me dancing in my seat. I always love that song. Good night.
Bye. That does have a nice beat to it. Mm-hmm. I was sitting in my place doing the same thing. So you know
exactly. Everyone wanted to have me going. Yep. Okay, but yeah, I want to say you're welcome. You know, it was a pleasure being on your show. I like being on it on the In the Know with Ohinwa show. I definitely like being on it. So,
thank you
again. Thank you for allowing me to be on the show.
You're welcome. And you have a nice night.
Thank you, and good night, everyone.
So. Audience, just to let you know, Infinite L Radio Show Music Showcase will be on December 4th at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. And my next show will be December 9th at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. And with that said, we're coming down to the end of the show. So I hope you all enjoyed the interview with Tarius and L and me. And you all have a good night. Thank you.